And we are live. Welcome back to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest supercoach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. Tonight, we're going to preview round three. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. 7 straight years of free winning tips and counting, and we're on to a winning season in 2022. And we've got Tim Moody. We can hear that he's literally watching the show in the background. He is the 2021 Supercoach champion. He is the guru that we need here to help guide us through a week and hopefully have a winning week. And we're not only going to share our best advice, we're going to do it all in under 20 minutes. How are you going, Timmy?
Yeah, good. Look, I've just made a decision on the fly. I'm never going to try share the things on the roll. It doesn't work. I might get someone like my sister to help me out and do it just as it goes live. Employ a personal assistant. All right, cool. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, we try and share it into our groups because we want people to interact with us so you can share comments. That's the beauty of a live show. Ask any questions, any burning questions you got, either what you're going to punt on this weekend or what decisions you're going to make for your super coach. But before we look forward, let's look back or an overall trend, which plays into super coach and betting as well, is this super low scoring games. In terms of betting, 15 out of 16 games this season have gone under the betting total, under the over under total points, and average points, I believe, 32 a game. Is this being reflected in lower super coach team scoring as well?
Yeah, big time. I think last year was a bit of a unique year, just the way that the rules went with that six again rule. I really feel like that really shifted and changed things a lot, just with the way that teams get momentum and just hold the ball and smash aside. And so if you can get on that winning side that's smashing aside, you're getting massive super coach points. So because I think that that's sort of, they've pulled that back, I think that is really showing a big drop in scores. But we sort of just need to adjust to that the best we can on the fly, which is what I'm going to sort of do in trying to aim for more base players that score points easily without having to score sort of basically tries or set up a try.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's a philosophy shift where obviously you get a lot of points in Supercoach for scoring, for line breaks, for long runs and stuff. So, you know, when there were points aplenty like last year, you know, maybe you want more fullbacks and outside backs. Whereas if the games are going to be more grinds, almost more state of origin style encounters, maybe there's higher tackle counts and these kind of guys that just put a workmanlike effort in and just get you the consistent points could actually pay off, which is, you know, a different philosophy to build a team around.
Yeah, so I think a lot of those consistent sort of players are becoming quite popular, like players like Isaiah Yeo, who, you know, scores his points pretty consistently without having to do anything too crazy in attack. Also, you know, Ola Kawatu is a similar one that's quite popular this week from Manly. He was running at Sam Walker last week and sort of got a few tackle busts from that. But he's quite handy in base as well. Whereas some of those other players you might rely on, like a Viliami Kikau, who is the leader of my side. I actually brought him in last week, but I'm a bit regretting it because, you know, he only scored 87 points and he scored 2 tries. If he didn't score those 2 tries, he's got a very, very low score in him. So I think aiming for those sort of more basier players is the way to go.
Well, look forward to hearing who you suggest people look into picking up for week 3, because it's a vital week as I understand it, because all these player prices are going to change. But just back to round 2 though, you still want to be making smart decisions. So did you go right in round 2, and what were your big decisions and how'd they pan out?
Look, last week was a pretty decent score. I got 981, which says it was in the top 8%. So that's managed to slide me from about 65,000 into 30,900. So we're still well off the pace, but we're climbing and we're going up with arrows. So that's good. My trades last week, I ended up selling Russell from the Eels that's injured with the rib issues, and brought in Josh King. So I also sold AFB in the front row, and brought in Kikau. So that Kikau trade was very, very emotional. I did it the night before the Panthers game. I saw that it was his 100th game. I saw that his family had flown over from Fiji. And I was like, oh, I've just got to have him in my side. My team's a Viliami. What am I doing? You know, just do it. So I did it. It paid off to some extent, but I'm a bit nervous about, you know, it going forward. He's going to make a little bit of money, which is great. He is quite popular. A lot of people looking to buy him. I would warn people off him. It's not that I'm trying to say I'm keeping him for myself. It was a bit of a silly emotional decision. But, So that was
I was going to say that Kikau was quite predictable that he was going to do well because of the whole storyline, his 100th game and family flying over. And sure enough, scores the opening try off a charge down, has another one in the first half. Any other like tough decisions you had to make? Every week it must be tough. Like, I don't think about it too much in terms of who I'm starting and who I'm not starting. I think I just work off the highest projected score, but someone who knows more may actually wrestle with those decisions for longer. So did you have any kind of on the fence of like who you were going to start, and did it work out?
Like, I was still stewing with wanting to sell Reed Marnie to Grant last week, which would have been all right because he scored quite well. Obviously, Grant's down with COVID now, so don't sell him if you've got Grant. Don't buy him, though, this week. You just need to play your backup hooker this week, which is probably someone like Randall, I'm assuming, for most players. I was pretty tempted to also get Nico Hines last week for Sammy Walker, but I told myself, look, the Roosters have an easier draw coming up. I've banked on Sammy Walker and Keary for a reason, and, you know, I wanted to hold for that reason. But I'm getting a bit of cold feet on Sammy Walker now. I went look back on his scores over the last year, and there are some quite big ones which are very appealing. But now that the points have come back a bit, I'm a bit worried about those huge, huge scores. So he does have some low scores like 20s, 29s, 30s, even an 11 in 80 minutes against the Broncos last year, so, and 21s, some smaller scores. So I'm thinking Nico looks pretty easy to – Nico Hines looks like he's getting sort of 70 pretty easily. He just touches the ball so often. He gets scoring points just in every way you can score points in Supercoach. He's just racking points up as he plays. So I think I'm going to bite the bullet and not be too proud and hold on to Sammy, even though I think he's going to come better than what he's been doing. I just don't want to miss the boat because I feel like I've already lost like about 100 points on that decision. I think Nico scored 100 and then a 70, and I think Sam Walker's only been able to accumulate something like about 70 points between for his two games. So I've lost about 100 points there. So I'm jumping off Sammy Walker, but we'll get into that.
That makes sense because Sam Walker's game lends itself more to fast, free-flowing footy, and he runs the ball very sparingly, whereas Nico Hines, I guess, even in an arm wrestle, his more physical half doesn't mind, carrying the ball a bit more regularly and certainly it plays a massive role in the Sharks' attack, and their attack goes through him, whereas even Walker can defer to other ball players, and there's several in the Roosters team, and obviously Keary, but then you got like Hutchison, Radley, Connor Watson in the mix. So that could all be affecting Sam Walker's scoring. And it was hard, it was hard to know coming into the year that this was going to be the style of play. And to be honest, it's hurt our anytime try scorers as well. And we'll get to our 2 out of 3. And I know as well as anyone that small sample size doesn't show who's a strong tipster or not, but when we talked about this in the summer, you know, you said to me, oh, 2 out of 3, I think I pick 2 out of 3 every week, so pressure's on you because I think we picked a try score in the first game and then we've gone none from five the last five games.
That's 2 out of 3 though, that's in a same game multi where I'm always losing, so we've got something a little bit special for you in the 2 out of 3 this week, so hopefully we can pull one together. I'm going to double down on my bet size. I was doing $50 bets on the last one. Bet responsibly, but I'm going to double down and have a $100 whack this week and hopefully make my money back confident. On the last two.
I think you can, in fact, have up to 200 for people who bet bigger, but yeah, bet whatever suits you guys. It is a fun one. And yeah, we're a bit more confident this week. We'll see how we go. Maybe the games will be slightly higher scoring. But on that note, as we look into round 3, we're going to play red light, green light, and take it away. Let us know who you're selling and who you're buying.
Okay, so look, I'm thinking this week, I'm not 100% locked into it. It always does sort of play on my mind until the last minute, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to go Sammy Walker to Nicho Hynes. I'm also very tempted to sell Angus Crichton. Haven't really liked him on the right side. Hate that he's got a haircut. And also he's been benched this week. He might start if Satili, he had a head knock. So if he doesn't pass his clearances, then Angus may start, but I feel I might just sell him because I want to downgrade and sort of save some money. I'm thinking I'm going to go to Taylan May, who's making his start for the Panthers. So people can wait on Taylan May. His price isn't going to change. They can get a look at him over the next couple of weeks and before bringing him in. But I think I'm going to bring him in just because I've liked what I've seen in the past and I want to free up a little bit of money so I can, you know, move on Reid Marnie to Harry Grant a bit later. And if I can get Cleary somehow as well, I don't know how it's going to be possible to have Nicho Hynes and Cleary, but I'm trying to work out some sort of master plan to make that happen in the next couple of weeks.
So your team that was quite Roosters-centric coming into the year, you're now looking to sell a couple of Roosters.
Yeah, it feels disgusting.
I tried to stack my team with players that might play fullback, and I've done all right. Like, I've got Sloan in the centres off the top of my head. I've got Jaden Campbell. I've got Gutho. Got someone else in my centre wing that's also a starting fullback. Oh, they've got the Hammer, you know. These guys are doing okay. But I also had Izarko because he started round one for the Broncos at fullback, but that's no good now because he's been turfed out to the Titans. So I've got like 500,000, I suppose, to sell Izarko. Seems logical to me. And I was looking for a recommendation for center wing. So is Taylan May, is he going to play enough games before To'o comes back?
It's about 6 to 8 weeks for To'o. So yeah, he'll get his at least 6 games in. That'll be plenty for him to make his money. And I think he'll play well enough to probably push Charlie Staines out of the side as well. He's very good. He's got a good work rate.
Rapid tackle fire buster here. Let's answer some of the questions that are coming through because we do appreciate it. So TK, he's got Brayley from the Sharks as his hooker, but should he be upgrading or should he keep him?
Look, I'd hold on to him for one more week until you can get Harry Grant next week. When Harry Grant's back, though, I think we all need to get Harry. I just think he's miles above every other hooker. But yeah, I'd hold on to him for one more week.
And Andrew asks, would you sell Tommy Turbo to avoid dropping cash? You can tell us what his break even if you know off the top of your head.
It's about 300.
Or is it not worth losing the trade? Okay. And so he's projected to score 100 or?
Yeah, look, I reckon he'll score well this weekend. You'll make him your captain against the Dogs. He'll score probably 100 to 120. I do see him having a big score this weekend. I think he'll have a bit of redemption factor because he has been quiet. Manly have lost 2 games. He's going to need to, you know, inject himself in or want to as well. Should you sell him? It's a really tough one. I'm glad I'm not in this situation. I'd probably hold just because you've got people jumping off him and you've got a bit of a differential on everyone. And you've got Tommy Turbo who can do crazy, crazy things. But then again, selling him to, say, like Pappenhausen or Teddy or someone like that, I would say do that as well. I'm on the fence so hard just because you can do so much with that money. But if you sell him, just know that his draw is going to get good now and, you know, he probably will score better. But trust your gut
a little bit more because he will feature in our 2 out of 3 to tease ahead. Last one, one-word answer. You can have Teddy, Pappenhausen, or Nicho Hynes.
If I can only have one of them?
Yeah, in one word.
Teddy.
There you go. Now, give us 60 seconds on cash cows. Is there some players out there that have scored so well in the first 2 weeks and projected to do well again in round 3 and they're cheap and you just pretty much you buy them this week if for no other reason you're going to make money?
Yep. So look, Max King, if you don't have Max King, he's got a minus BE of 45 and he's 180K. He's going to make stacks of money. Get him in from the Doggies. Isaac Targo, if you don't have him yet, minus BE of 33, 287K. Probably going to be borderline keeperish if he can, you know, improve and get a few more attacking stats in him because his base is great. Look, there are other people that players that people are keen on, like Peter Hicku. I'm sort of going to stay off. I don't like the Cowboys as a super coach team. He will make a bit of money. He has been scoring, 70-ish points without having to do a great deal. But my gut tells me that's not going to keep up. So, yeah, he will make a little bit of money. He's not a bad option. If you want to make some money, you can do it. Dom Young's going to make a bit of money. I don't like that one either. Also, another one that I'm off is that are making money is Nate Butcher and Jake Clifford. Nate Butcher, he's got a minus BE of 100. Minus BE of 18. Look, he might come back to the bench very shortly, even next week. Jake Clifford, he's been looking good. Yes, he's the Daily M leader at the moment, but I think there's going to be a bit of a resurgence in the Knights form, and I don't think you want him. I'd be looking elsewhere, even though he's going to make some money kicking and looking all right. I'd stay off.
Appreciate that advice. I have a few of those names you mentioned, so I'm glad that I've got at least I've done something right, but I am coming 80,000th. All right, I'm going to zoom through a couple of your segments because we promised the people under 20. We're busy, but so are our listeners. Okay, so guys, comment the last try score of Broncos Cows and the minute they're going to score. Closest guess on this Facebook or on YouTube video wins a jersey, and that's between this video and the tripod preview. Join our Supercoach group. We're going to let people in for the first month, and you'll be eligible to win up to 1,000 in prizes. The code is 552338. That's on the screen. And now I'm going to put up our anytime try scores 2 out of 3, and Tim is going to zoom through his two picks, and I'll tell you my one pick as well, why we're confident in it. Go, Tim.
So I've gone Tommy Turbo as one of my picks. We need to get someone who I'm pretty confident in. We've had a bad 2 weeks. I think he's going to have a big week against the Dogs. I think he'll score a double, so I'm pretty confident that he's going to score well for people if they do hold on to him. Taylor May, also for the Panthers, I think he'll score in his first game against Dom Young. I've just thought about the matchup and I can picture it, and I think he'll do a little tot old duck under. So, yeah, get on it, and you've got Katoa.
Yes, and I do like your picks as well, because from a betting perspective, I do think Penrith and Manly, who are both the two double-digit favourites of the weekend, will be successful, and particularly Manly. That is one of our best bets, and we have bet them -9.5. And we do think that they'll bounce back in a do or die spot. You can't go 0-3. I know they didn't win a game the first month last year, but they had no Turbo last year. No excuse this time. So the Dogs have been kind of trendy so far in 2022. Therefore, people think they can keep it close against Manly. Manly's been awful. That's where we actually like to buy low. And we'll stomach that Manly side that some other people won't want to put their money on. And I think that Tommy is central to that. I think he will be scoring and Manly will be winning pretty comfortably. There's a gulf between them and the Bulldogs still. The other side that we really like is actually in the opening game of the round, the Cronulla Sharks. And that's pretty much a 50-50 game. Sharky's slight favourites against the Dragons are the game at Wynn Stadium. We think the Sharkies are the more gritty and also probably the more upside team with key playmakers and starting to gel together, plus the addition of Braden Trindle this week, whereas the Dragons still have some young playmakers and disruption with McCulloch out. You bring Mbai in. He's not really a full-time natural hooker. You lose versatility on the bench. Just think that the Sharks have a few edges in that game. So we've also bet them as a best bet -1.5. We've got under 60 seconds, Timmy. You can take us
home. I just thought we'd give a little shout out to the guy coming first in our unlimited group. His name's Ross. He's the coach of Maximum Beef. He's actually ranked 254th. And I thought we'd mention that we've got 8 teams in the top 1,000 in our overall group so far, which is pretty impressive, because I know there's quite a few other podcasts out there that have got larger overall groups because they've been around for a bit longer and they don't even have, that many under there. So good work, guys. We're doing well.
Doing well, guys. That'll do it, eh? Good luck for the round, guys. If you're punting, gamble responsibly, and we hope we've put you in a winning mood.